You know, you talk about the life, you think about the life, and sometimes it really hits you that it really is all that they or it could or should or might or be. I mean, I'm here in a hotel room in downtown New Orleans after two good P-Funk shows, good people, good food, good weather. Got my steps in. I love this city. I haven't been outside yet today, but I got the window open and I can see how it looks outside. It has that, like, that feeling like it's getting ready to rain, but there's clouds, but you can see through them. And it's kind of windy, but the wind is nice and soft. The breeze is nice and soft. I don't have any shoes on or socks. I'm barefoot, walking barefoot on this hardwood floor. It's warm. It's just comfortable. The room is sizable, as you can see. I haven't eaten yet today. I got to eat breakfast. And I'm working. I think what really wanted me to put this on is that I'm working. How about my laptop? How about two laptops? The laptop I'm talking to you on and my work laptop, and if you can see that, a portable monitor, and the hotel Wi-Fi ain't worth a dime, so I'm hooked up to my cell phone. Got my cell phone sitting over there by the window, I guess, to give myself more bars. I got full bars, 5G, and set up as a hotspot, and I've been taking calls and handling business. Going to work 4 hours a day, save some PTO. I'm feeling pretty good about that. I'm feeling pretty good that I'm working. I think that's what it is. I mean, you know, sure, the P-Funk shows was good. I need to make a whole total separate video about the 420 Funk Mob show. And not to take anything away from Mr. Clinton or 3GP. Or that thing, you know, the mother band, that show, what that was. But after seeing the 420 Funk Mob the day before, and then seeing Mr. Clinton and them, that 420 Funk Mob show, and I can still say it now, and I can say it again now, today, right now, still. The least I can say, it's one of the best performances of P-Funk music I've ever seen. That's the least I could say. At least to say it's at least one of the best performances. Ooh, the sun just coming out. One of the best performances of P-Funk music I've seen anybody ever do. One of the things I noted too, again, last night and the night before, was Mr. Curry, how dead on the beat he was. I mean, that P-Funk is dun, 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 dun. And I'm listening, and I may even be hyper-focused, but any little deviation from that beat, it triggers me. My body is in tune to what it's supposed to be. And I'm listening to them, and it's like amazing to me that he ain't missing. It's like the same stroke. Now, every now and then, there's a little one. Nothing that make me go. Because if something goes, you know, because I'm Mr. Gonzalez now, not to take any away from his style of drumming, he was killing it too. But every now and then, you can hear him rush a roll or something. And that, I'll snap up and go, I'll look up or something. You know, every now and then. You know, but for the most part, and again, I'll say this again, those little collision crashes or miscues, I have no problem with it, people. That's not a bad thing, in a way. That's not a bad thing. Sometimes, even when the mother band or the bands get off, even, you know, the tribute bands like LA Maggots or whoever, they get off and they got to get back. I like that. Because something gets created when they get, like, thrown off a little and they got to scratch their way back to, like, locking it back in. I don't mind that at all. That's part of the, you know, so that, you know, but when it did happen, when there was a misalignment or whatever, I noticed it. But I'm listening to Mr. Curry and I'm like, God dang. I mean, just consistently. But then again, he's been playing it for 50,000 million years. He ought to be able to play it in his sleep and sing. That's another thing, be able to do it and sing. And just to hold it all down. I mean, literally hold it all down. You know. And on P-Funk, speaking of that part, you know, the solos were Half of Baltimore takes a solo. And then Mr. Georgian gets his in too. That little the drum trigger, whatever, pad, sequencer, whatever you want to call it, was adjusted. It was still in there, but it was adjusted. It wasn't on that weird, obnoxious. At least it was on a every now and then, and it was on a. It was like on the right beat, or it was on a, you know, it wasn't on a uptick or some kind of off thing. I was noticing that too. I didn't notice it at first. See, I didn't notice it when it didn't happen. I only notice it when it, you know, something's not the way I'm used to hearing it. Let me just put it that way. When something is not the way I'm used to hearing it, and I look up. And then sometimes, you know, it'll happen, and I'll look around, look at the band, and they're smiling, or they're kind of looking away, and they kind of look around, and they, you know, they, you know, not trying to play it off, but trying to, you know, I mean, they've been doing it for 50, I mean, they're professionals. They've been through this before. They know, they, you know, it's, to them, it's, you know. So you look around, but it just to hear Mr. Curry, and it just to be, and I don't want to use the word flawless because it's so powerful of a word, but I mean, just to hear him in that pocket, just to stay there over and over and over and over, just to be, and then I even zoomed in on his fingers just to see the little bit of movement, just to see the little bit of movement he was playing. One Nation or Cosmic Top or whatever it was, just see the fingers, just that, and it's like right there every time. And remember, you got to be locked with the drummer. I think the bass and the drum locked and everything locks with them. And then you had Mr. Hampton next to him and playing a rhythm guitar, and it was all so, and then the horns came in strong and clean. And then you had Mr. Scheider over there just filling in his licks. Oh, and they gave me the mic. Mr. Payne gave me the mic, and I sang. And it was pumping it up. And this is one of the few times I sang and I heard my voice. I could hear myself coming out. You know, I could hear myself out there and I put it where I wanted it to. It was saying, pumping it up, pump, 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 pumping it up. Something, pump, I feel like pumping it up. And I was going to pump it. I wasn't saying what they were saying. I was like pumping. I was like putting a little something extra in there and I could hear myself. And I was like, yeah, I was happy with where what I heard and what I did. Cause you know, I'm not a singer. I want to be a singer, but it takes practice. It's a skill, you know, it's a skill set. You got to practice and you know, you just don't, just because you can sing doesn't mean you know how to sing. You know, there's the ways you do it and vocalize and whatever the word it is, project or whatever, and when and how much and moving the mic and all that. But I can hear myself coming and pump, pump, and it's like pump, like in the, like an extra, ad lib, and I was getting it. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's it. I can hear myself too. But that was good. That was fine. That was fun. The week last week when Mr. Fisher and Mr. Scheider did the funk night with Cocaine, I was on the mic, but I really couldn't hear myself. You know, so I just hope that I was doing okay.
Of course, Mr. Thomas got saxophone. And again, for the Blue Velvet Wolves was there.
Mr. Boyer, of course, Mr. Thomas, Mr. Payne on the phone. And in the beginning of the 420 set, before it even started, it was quack, 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 quack. It was doing something. It was like messing around, doing something. I was like, whoa, okay, keep doing that. And there was a lot of, I don't want to say ambient or whatever. 420, now, I talk about them being all dark and funkadelic-y, and it wasn't. And it was weird. It wasn't so dark. They even did One Nation. They started out with Mr. Wiggles. And that's another Mr. Curry. You know, I'm just hearing it, and I don't think I'm intentionally hyper-focused on that bass. But if it was to just deviate or move or miss or do anything, it would trigger me. And I knew, and I don't remember being triggered on it. Because I'm standing right there. I even told him before he started, he was like right there. I said, uh-oh, you in the front now. I was like, I can see you right there. I can see Ellie, because he was like right there, because usually in the back. And he was like, and then he said, uh-oh. And then he shouted me out on the mic. Jesus, Jeff Mitchell, Young Side of High. I was like, I hope somebody's recording that. He was like right there, because usually in the back, you know. And I was like, he's right there. So I was able to look him in his eyes, you know, whatever that means. You know, from my side of the stage, that, you know, while they're playing the music and the vibe, and, you know, I'm expressing what I feel, and they can see or feel, or they're in the general area of my energy scope, and I can look and make an eye contact. You know, that's something. And I mean, I'm listening to it. And the whole, that 420 funk, that was maybe the best performance of P-Funk music I've ever heard. And I'm not saying it wasn't miscues. I'm not saying it was perfect, because I said before, P-Funk ain't supposed to be perfect. P-Funk's supposed to go off the rails every now and then. It's supposed to be this and that, and P-Funk, a little bit of dysfunction as part of it. And I don't want to say that it was almost too clean, because that sounds derogatory. And I don't want to say anything derogatory about that night, because I really can't think of anything derogatory, but it was just almost too clean. But when the 420 football played, it usually is clean, because they've been playing it, you know. It's not clean. Like, now, okay, I'll say it. Like, when L.A. Maggots and Stanky play, it's not as clean. You can hear the, you know. But these people have been playing this music for 40 years together. So you're going to have less of that. And again, when Stanky and L.A. Maggots and, I don't know, Clones of Funk, I don't hear too many of that with them, you know. But like I said, it's not a bad thing to me. It's not a bad thing. I like to look up and look at Olin and go, what y'all gonna do? And he'll look back at Barry and they'll lock it back in, you know. One time the mother band P-Funk did it, and me and Olin standing there looking at Mr. Clinton. He like, he didn't know what to do, because the stage thing was just going, we were just doing something, and it was just, and Mr. Clinton was like, he looked at us, he went, what? We said, we didn't know where to go. We didn't know what to do. But it was good. Anyhow, you don't hear too much of that with 420, because like I said, and the stage was small. The stage was really small. Everybody was like packed together, so it was like very intimate. The band was just very intimate. It was like they was really packed in, and the crowd was like right there. You know, they had to pass mics back and forth. Mr. Shad had to get the mic from Mr. Payne. He was going here, going that way, going different. Mr. Thomas sang, of course, Mr. Thomas on the sax solo. Mr. Boyer on the solos, the trumpet solo. It was just Mr. Gonzalez had a solo. Mr. Gonzalez, a clip even put him on the spot. He was like, all right. And Mr. Payne got on the drum, and Mr. Gonzalez came. Took the front, and he was like, well, you know, why you gonna put me like that? I was like, and we're recording too. And then so then they started playing something, and they started playing Undisco Kid. I was like, oh, there you go. He's the Undisco Kid. What's all you gonna do? I'm making you think of what's all you gonna do? What's all you gonna do? They did the Undisco Kid, and he was the Undisco Kid. So, and it was kind of, and then Mr. Curry locked in on that. That just so, and you, and it's, and I locked in on a bass line to the point where I could just relax on it and not have any fear of it messing up. Not just relax my body, have total confidence that that note is going to be where it's supposed to be. Because in some ways, if that note was to be off or miss a little bit, his bass note, it would hurt. It would hurt me. Not hurt my heart or break my heart or make me sad or nothing. It would like physically jolt me out of whatever I was in. And that hurt sometimes. But with him, I was like right there, 10 feet from his bass amp. So I'm just like, And that was the P-Funk. That was the night before, night after. But that ding, 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 ding. Maybe just like, oh, Mr. Bedrosian. Oh, I got to forget about Mr. Bedrosian. Oh my God, Mr. Bedrosian playing bigger parts. He playing bigger parts. And Mr. Bedrosian is saying Clockwork. I was in the summer, going down. I'm like, I know that song. Got people dancing. I'm singing it, and I don't even know what song it is. It's like clockwork. I'm like, Mr. Bedrosian would be pulling him out. Mr. Bedrosian would be pulling him out. He, more and more and more, he's starting to take on a role. Just taking off. He's taking on a role that's like taking off, and he's taking it someplace. You know, he's just like not just there with them anymore, if he ever was, whatever that means. He's taking this thing someplace with his song selections that coming out of nowhere, and just his vocals, and him and Mr. Thomas get together and they go vocals, and then Mr. Shadow, all three of them vocalize, be singing, ad libbing and working off each other. And then Mr. Payne doing his whatever that, all that, and then Mr. Curry, I mean. Okay, I gotta get to work. I gotta do some work. Maybe more later. I just want to show off the hotel room and show off that I'm working. In fact, let me see how long I've been on this email. Been on this email for 16 minutes, and that's not good. All right, I gotta go. And plus, it's a duplicate. I could probably just close it. I was like, aggressive.